This is Carol Casey reading A Boy with Cerebral Palsy. It means more when it doesn't come easy. When there's a glimmer of somebody home, groping toward a common humanity through tangled hallways hung with scars. In universal language, you toss out party favor pieces of yourself before again submerging into silicon. And we must learn the braille of the tensing and letting go of your twisted frame that we try so hard to unravel and reknit to the common pattern, to capture, liberate, make fit your chair, our lives, the system, the world. And we cherish our ability to walk away, drive home, kiss, talk, eat, relax, safe from the storms that ravage you. The stories that can't be told about the large, small forms of love that sift the sands of your neurons misfiring. Yet you know when love's there, feel its absence more keenly for all your austerity. Facades don't interest you, hold no value in your Spartan world. Touch builds shelter, demands less of your topsy-turvy reserves. What is the world seen through your eyes? I imagine a Monet landscape, somewhat blurry, but catching light better for all of that.